Red Lobster is falling behind on its bills. The Oberweis ice cream chain files for bankruptcy, and Starbucks makes a change to its cups. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. Red Lobster is struggling to pay its bills. That's according to several vendors who spoke to Restaurant Business, as well as new data from CreditSafe that shows the chain has fallen badly behind on invoices this year. It is the latest sign of trouble at Red Lobster, which is reportedly considering a bankruptcy filing amid sales declines and rising costs. Those problems have trickled down to the contractors who clean the carpets and cut the grass at its restaurants. Three of those vendors told RB that they've been awaiting payment for months.
The parent of the 43-unit Oberweis Dairy ice cream chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after failing to draw a buyer, according to court filings. The petition for protection attributes the chain's financial problems to a combination of mismanagement and a shift in America's preferences for sweet treats. In particular, the filing notes the surge in popularity of plant-based indulgences, a trend the Midwestern brand opted not to follow. The court materials indicate the chain has debt of $4 million and intends to shrink its 1,000-person payroll by about 127 positions.
Starbucks is cutting the plastic from its cold cups. The Seattle-based coffee shop giant is coming out with new types of cups for its cold beverages that cut the amount of plastic by up to 20%. It also uses a single lid for its tall grande and venti beverages, which cuts back on clutter and uses less space. Cold beverages have become increasingly popular at the chain, now accounting for about 70% of beverage sales, but the cups also fill landfills. Starbucks, which developed the cold cups at its Trier Center lab, estimates that the move will cut back on 13.5 million pounds of plastic every year.
Well, tech and growth were major topics of discussion at this year's Restaurant Leadership Conference, which took place in Phoenix earlier this week. In the end, restaurants exist to feed people, and the menu is at the heart of every operation. Several of the sessions addressed the strategies that make for an impactful and profitable menu, with restaurant operators from Cava, Subway, BurgerFi, Doghouse, and other chains contributing their insights. The strategies that rose to the top include building traffic with LTOs, limiting the number of SKUs, reducing complexity to ease execution, and differentiating the menu with signature sauces.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.